taking a bit of a longer-term look back, as our viewers know we've been doing this week back on the 1920s, that is, and comparing to perhaps the new chapter of the Roaring Twenties. Wanted to take a look at one of those iconic companies, of course, in the glass bottle, would be Coca-Cola that you're comparing to in their journey into this century.
That's right. Now, Coca-Cola was actually invented in the 1880s. So we're going to start out there. And it was sold as a temperance drink, as a safe substitute for alcohol, also as patent medicine. So ads for the original cocaine Latin drink described it as, quote, intellectual beverage containing a valuable brain tonic and a cure for all nervous affectations. Don't think that would fly with the modern FDA here, but nevertheless, it would become the company we know as the Coca-Cola Corporation just 7 years later in 1892. Just a few years after that, the first Coca-Cola bottling plant would officially open in 1899 in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Now, what was Coca-Cola up to in the 1920s? Well, let's take a look at the Wi-Fi Interactive. At the start of the decade, the soft drink manufacturer moved its headquarters to its present-day location on North Avenue in Atlanta. And in 1925, Coke's board of directors passed a resolution to place the secret Coca-Cola formula in a bank vault in Atlanta. By that time, they'd switched over to caffeine as a core stimulant. Now, before the Great 20s bull market took off in 1921, Coca-Cola shares were sitting at $19 a piece. You can see that on your screen here. Adjusted for splits, and they had several over the years, I would actually place that price at 23 cents with the modern price around $59. So quite an appreciation there. Also consider that this is a staple. Consumer staples pays a relatively high dividend. So let me just fast forward here. It looks like before the Great 20s bull market took off in 1921, Coca-Cola shares, yes, they were sitting at $19 a piece. Sorry to repeat myself. That made for a 1921 market cap of just under $10 million, only $10 million for Coca-Cola. Yet the company saw earnings of more than $5 million in 1922, and they would end the 20s bull market trading at $140 per share. Now, and that's at the current price, not at the split adjusted price. Now, I want to bring up a current chart of Coca-Cola. Let's see if we can get that here. And that's not what we're looking for, but we're going to go back to our screen and see if we can dial this up. And it should be at the top of this list. Today, Coca-Cola remains a titan of the soft drink industry. And I'm going to pull up a year-to-date chart so we can see what this consumer staple has done so far, up 7% year-to-date. Today, Coke shares, they're trading around $58.89, as you can see there. And in 2020, Coca-Cola reported a total revenue of $33 billion, up from that $10 million in the 1920s. That's down about 9% compared to 2017 or 2019, mostly due to some refranchising and other COVID-19 pandemic arrangements. However, stock has managed to recover over 60% from its March 2000 lows. And I'll just put a max chart. Our data goes back to the 1990s on Coca-Cola. And that's a nice consumer staple stock chart for you right there, guys.